Okay, and we'll begin. Okay, Shalom Aleichem. We are in Chayves Halvavis Shara Kniya Perek Tes. And the question was, can pride and Kniya go together? So the Chayves Halvavis started by saying that pride in material affairs cannot. So we have to differentiate between material and spiritual affairs. Pride in material affairs cannot. If a person is proud of his material abilities, of his material assets, of his material accomplishments, then he is obviously not recognizing his status as a receiver. Doesn't see himself on the receiving end. That is definitely a contradiction to Kniya. Now we move on. Here, we're in the middle of the paragraph that starts V'achilek Hashem. No, V'achilek Hashem. The second part is Ge'usai, a person's pride, B'ma'aloisav ha'ruchaniyos, in his spiritual virtues or accomplishments. B'chokhma, in terms of, say, his Torah knowledge. B'ma'isa atoiv b'avu avodas ha'boyle. He's proud of his deeds, his accomplishments, the mitzvahs, the ma'isim toivim that he's done. So now, we do have to skip a little bit here, okay? Now, so achagai, because okay, we're skipping over the material part, we saw that yesterday, and we're continuing. Achagai v'shebemalus haruchanius, when we talk about pride in your spiritual accomplishments or virtues, mischalekes l'shnei chalokim, it divides into two parts. Echad mehem migune. One is not good, and the other is praiseworthy. Kosher gaiva. How does that work? So, hamigune, the not good kind, is sheyis goeh ha'odom b'chokhmasoy ba'atzadik b'maseiv, is if a chacham is proud of his knowledge, or a tzadik is proud of his accomplishments, the question is, where does it take him? Really, the aside of what he's going to be saying is, there's a difference between what we call pride and appreciation of your accomplishments. And meanwhile, there's a fine difference. This is something we've actually touched on a few times, that anava does not mean thinking, I've done nothing. It's not what it means. Person should have an appreciation of what he has done, but we'll see now how that works. So he says it depends. Where does it bring a person? His feeling of, we'll call it fulfillment. Okay, we'll call it, where does the feeling of fulfillment? I have accomplished. I've learned a lot of Torah. I've done a lot of mitzvahs. Where does that bring it? Goyim says, shiyir bebe'eno. If he thinks, okay, wow, I'm a well-accomplished person, and therefore he says, okay, I have done enough. He says, if people admire me, people respect my knowledge, they respect my virtues, they respect my deeds, my accomplishments, obviously I'm operating at a satisfactory level, I'm doing very well, I've justified my existence. So that's already one simon that it's not good. Like we say that in the Mishnah, the Avos says, "Im lamadta Torah harbe, al tachzik tovel atzmecha." Don't ever think, "Okay, you know, I've reached adequate." Should always be with a sense of, "I haven't done enough. I haven't done enough." Not in the sense of that's right. Not in the sense of beating yourself up. But in the sense of, there's still so much more to do. There's still so much more to do. You know, the famous Maisa with the Dubna Magid and the Goin. The Goin used to ask the Dubna Magid to tell him Musa. The Dubna Magid was initially very loath to do so, because who's going to give Musa to a Malach Hashem? Right? He felt like a midget next to the giant stature of the Goin. But the guy kept insisting and kept nudging when he would come to Vilna to insist, "I want you to give me Musa." So finally, the Dubna Magrid acquiesced. And he said, he explained to the Gra why he decided that he could give the Gra Musa. Why is it not like completely out of place? So he said like this. This is classic sharpness of the Maggid. He said, well, first I thought to myself, you know, you're so much greater than me. It's like incomparable. How could I possibly give you Musa? But then he said, I realized that no, the difference between us is not that great. Why? He said like this. Anything that I know, you also know. So we're the same in that respect. Right? Whatever I know, you know. Everything you don't know, I also don't know. So we're the same in that respect also. The Dukna Magid to the Goyim. They said, so what is the difference? The difference is only in one of the three realms. The things that you know and I don't know. That's the whole difference between us. But then he said, you know what? What is that relative to what we both don't know? Meaning, the Gra, they have been millions of miles ahead. But he said, relative to what we both don't know, what the depths that are just beyond us. So relative to that, we're both pretty close. Because the worlds that you know more than me are still minimal, minuscule. Yeah, relative to what we both don't know. So this is the point.
Guys in New York and guys in London, far away. If you think about
the sun, that's right. A person can be on two sides of the globe. You think they're far away, but if you're speaking of the endlessness of outer space, it's not that far. Might well be a couple of inches. So this is the attitude that a person has to have when he's learning Torah. There is so much to be accomplished. Now, toxic Torah la'atzmecha, don't ever feel like, I can pat myself on the back now. You were put here to really work yourself to the fullest. So you simply, if you do everything you could possibly do, you've just about justified your existence. So that's number one. If a person starts feeling like, Seda, I don't have to feel too pressed. I've basically got it all. Another one or two prukken to go, and then I've mastered it all. So that, if so, your pride and your knowledge is getting you to the wrong place. That's number one. Number two, does it cause you if you're feeling very accomplished, how does that affect the way you relate to other people and the way you view them? Does it cause you to look down on people? Does it cause you to feel like it's not appropriate for me to be in their company? Because look how much I know, and look how little they know. To speak disparagingly of them. And he looks at the great people of his generation. He feels smarter than them. And when he looks at somebody else who doesn't know as much as him, he feels good being next to that person because, look at him and look at me. If this is where your spiritual accomplishments get you, if this is where your Torah knowledge gets you, then no, that pride in your Torah knowledge is not kosher. That's megune. This is what Chazal called miskabed b'klein chaveroi. A person feels himself high by putting the other person down. This, a person like this, can't be called a nichna and can't be called an onav. This is not a person who's humbling himself. He's not a person who's living humble. If that's where it gets him. Where is pride in your accomplishments? Mishubach, right? Praiseworthy. Not just kosher, but desirable. When a person appreciates all the knowledge he's amassed, a tzaddik appreciates the things he's done. If the where it gets him to is, he feels gratitude over the fact that Hashem enabled him to get these things. Meaning, the other person who just comes and says, my Torah and mitzvahs It's nothing. I never did anything important. I never did anything good. You're actually undermining Torah. You're undermining the mitzvahs. A person should realize when he did something important. If you did something important, you should realize that. If you reached an accomplishment, you made a seal, you gained knowledge, you had successes in your own personal avodah, appreciate the greatness, but not that it should bring you to a place of, all right, Hashem, I'm pretty good with you, right? On the contrary, it should bring a person, if it brings a person to a place of, wow, I was zoicha to get a mesechta under my belt, that itself makes me feel humbled with gratitude towards Hashem, that Hashem enabled me to do these things. Hashem gave me the koiches to do these things.
In that case,
that's why I'm terming it appreciation. That's right, I'm terming it appreciation. The goydel teva saboyre bayim. The simcha b'avurim, a person is very happy over these things. This is very fundamental because a person, we might think that anava means just undermining anything you've done, undermining anything you accomplished, right? I did this, but it's not worth anything. What am I? No. You should be very excited about the things you've accomplished and feel even more indebted to Hashem because he's enabled you to gain such treasures. The fact that I was zeichet to these things, just I take it as a mechayim. I should be stepping up my efforts even more. If I was able to do this, then I should be able to push myself even further. Okay? And how does this cause him to relate to others? On the contrary, it causes him to act that much more humbly toward other people. He doesn't feel himself over them. On the contrary, he feels himself an even greater recipient of Hashem's chesed. He acts humbly toward people. This is why, right, the Mishnah says, says a whole bunch of things, and one of them is anav. On the contrary, the more a person grows, the more humbled he becomes. And he's happy with the people around him. And on the contrary, he's very mechabed them. He relates to the people around him with kavod. And he's not looking to find their faults because he's not looking to push himself up. Let's note, this is a very, very chashuv difference. The person before felt all full of himself because he accomplished more than the other guy. That was what made him feel good about himself. This person, it has nothing to do with, there's no theory of relativity. I got a mitzvah of Hashem. That's immense. That's immense. It has nothing to do with whether I did it more than the other person or less than the other person. In that sense, I live in my own world. I had this chus of getting of accomplishing in my relationship with Hashem. And I have no need to see somebody else doing less than me in order for me to appreciate the immensity of that.
What do you do with the part that says in the next world, the person will burn by the, for the next person, but we'll see that this person accomplished so much more, and we accomplished not as much.
It's no problem to look at people and say they're accomplishing more than that we're encouraged to do in this world. Chumash Avodah says that elsewhere. Our sights should always be, in Ruchnius, is the opposite of the natural outlook. Natural outlook is, I like to focus on the people doing less than me in Ruchnius, that way I feel like I'm doing okay. He said, when it comes to Ruchnius, look at the people who are doing more than you. Feel inadequate. Look at the people, and don't look at the people who are doing less than you. When it comes to Gashmius, look at the people who have less than you, and not at the people who have more than you.
That's very nice, but it could lead to kin.
What's that?
It could lead, if you're looking at a person.
Everything has nisyonis. Everything has nisyonis. But naturally, where it should lead a person to is to a drive to further himself more. Right? That's kinas seferim. That is encouraged, right? As long as it doesn't just say, hey, I resent the fact that he's doing more than me. Some people do stop at that. Somebody else is doing more than me. People get very, very resentful about that. Like people get mamish kanoish about, they call themselves open-minded. And then they get very, very resentful and fanatic about how people should not be doing things that I'm not doing, right? No. You look at the people who are doing more than you with a sense of, wow, that's great. I want to be doing that too. And if I can't, at least I give Hashem the covet of admiring it. I'm happy that Hashem has that, even if it's something that I can't bring myself to do. Okay, we're right in the middle here, but we'll stop here for now. A guten Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos,
thank you.
Shabbos, good Shabbos.